Hello, it's Tuesday, September 19th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone's doing good today. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Let's get right into it. We mentioned yesterday George Bush speaking about explosions in the World Trade Center towers. It's been 5 years plus since 9/11, the worst terrorist attacks ever against America. And on August 25th, we had a poll where we asked, who do you think was ultimately responsible for 9/11? 79% of those who responded said that they felt that Zionists inside our own government, these are Israel First Zionists, and the Nation of Israel were ultimately responsible. 79%. On July 17th, we had a poll where we asked, who do you think is the most dangerous nation in the Middle East? 77% of the respondents said Israel. Yet, 5 years after 9/11, almost nobody in the alternative media, almost nobody in this 9/11 movement is still talking about Israel's central role in 9/11. And right now, it's abysmal how they are excluding the most key piece to the puzzle of the entire debacle. Almost nobody is talking about Israel.
Yeah, none of the prominent spokespeople for the 9/11, so-called 9/11 truth movement, will touch this with a 10-foot pole. And this is very evidenced. Look at our appearance on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. We were on there for a half hour. We were followed by Alex Jones, the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement.
So-called, self-described.
We discussed, in part, Israel's role, along with the United States government role in 9/11. We touched upon that. We didn't have very much time. Alex Jones came on there, didn't say one word in response to anything we said about Israel's role in 9/11. Not one word.
And yesterday we said we're going to start naming names. Well, today we're going to. And what we're going to do within the next day or so is I'm going to have Lisa contact all of these individuals that we are mentioning today to come on Wing TV to discuss why they won't finger, why they won't expose,
why they won't address this issue at all.
Right, completely. Who are we talking about specifically? The scholars for 9/11 Truth, virtually zero, coming from that site that now has hundreds and hundreds of articles. We're going to contact Jim Fetzer and ask him why they're not addressing Israel's central role, why they're not going after the key proponent of who was behind, who masterminded these attacks. How about Dylan Avery and Loose Change? They're coming out now with their third version of Loose Change. Absolutely no mention of Israel. And we're going to get to all of these a little bit later in the show. The 9/11 Truth Movement, both those in New York City and on the left coast out in San Francisco, no mention of Israel whatsoever. Alex Jones, virtually no mention of Israel whatsoever. How about some of the big sites? John Stattmiller and RBN. Frank Whalen is at us on to talk about Israel's role.
Right.
Nobody else. GCN, a complete blackout on information on this. How about what really happened? And all of these other big sites. Now, what really happened does mention Israel's role. Mike Rivero has actually had quite a bit of information about this. But I contacted him and said, hey, would you like a copy of 9/11 Evil? You're mentioned in the book. No response whatsoever. So, even though what's happening is with what really happened is they have a little piece here, a little piece there, but none of it's all tied together like in 9/11 Evil. And so, we're going to contact these people and start asking them why, after 5 years, they're doing nothing to try to solve the crux of the case.
Well, and it would behoove everybody if all of you out there would contact these people and ask the very same questions.
Right. 70, let me remind you. 79% of you said that ultimately Israel firsters in our government and the nation of Israel were responsible for 9/11. 79%. If we want to solve this crime, we better start getting to the bottom of it. And let me ask you, after 5 long years and enough lies to kill a horse, don't you want the cold, hard truth about 9/11? Or, if you keep listening to all these other people, are you willing to settle for the same minor league, candy-ass, mamby-pamby, ring-around-the-rosy bullshit that you've been getting since September 11th, 2001? Think about it. Because what's it going to be another 5 years, and what are we going to do? We're still going to be talking about the controlled demolition, or peak oil.
Or TV fakery.
Yeah, or TV fakery, or all of this stuff. Or are we going to finally get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because they'll overlook, completely ignore, the whole Israeli aspect of this and the whole Israel firster aspect. And instead they want to talk about TV fakery, where they want to talk about Thermate, where they want to talk about any other minutia, the flight in Cleveland. This is erroneous information.
They want to talk about pods. They want to talk about galvanic corrosion.
They want to talk about the flash, which I guess is another way of talking about the pod without actually saying the word pod.
We already know that it was a controlled demolition. How many more interviews, how many more shows are people going to devote to controlled demolition? This is old news now. We know it was a controlled demolition. We know it. It's like talking about prohibition and saying, we're going to expose prohibition. We're going to expose what really happened. And yet when they start talking about it, there's no mention made whatsoever of the gangsters. So they devote an entire show to prohibition, but never once mention the people that actually were behind it. Al Capone and Pretty Boy Floyd and John Dillinger, all these old gangsters in that era that were robbing banks and so forth. And even a good analogy is, or a good example is, when you think of the mafia, it's always Italians, right? But as Michael Collins Piper points out, and others, that the real brain trust behind organized crime isn't the Italians. It's the Jewish mobsters like Meyer Lansky in them days. And who always took the fall? The Italians. Who was always portrayed on TV as the mobsters? Even to this current day, the Italians.
Right.
And nobody ever touches the Jewish gangsters behind it. It's like somebody burning your house down. You know how they did it, you know when they did it, and you know why they did it. But how many people would settle for that and never ask,
who did it?
Who did it? That's what we have right now. Or, Lisa, what we have is, it was Bush Cheney.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the ones that aren't talking about it, why aren't they talking about it? Is it because they're pushing a Democrat agenda, and so they'd rather just use this whole issue of 9/11, the controlled demolition, and blah, 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 to just push forward Democrat agendas as opposed to just exposing the truth? The Democrats are not blood-free in this.
Yeah, look
at... They've been perpetuating the cover-up for 5 years, too.
Right, look at John Kerry. Look at our Congress, the Democratic Congress. Look at the left press. Look
They're
at the left gatekeepers.
Working toward the same objective.
And it's not even a Democratic agenda.
Yeah.
It's a one-party agenda where they just fluctuate back and forth.
But they're pushing this whole Bush-Cheney thing, you know, bashing the Republicans. Everything is Bush-Cheney, Bush-Cheney.
Right.
Why won't they talk about the Israeli aspect?
Or, like Alex Jones, they're going to push these vague, non-specific culprits like the New World Order or the globalists or the Illuminati. And Lisa brought up our appearance on Coast to Coast AM.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George Noory had no intention whatsoever, I mean zero, of getting into Israel's role. What we did was we deliberately steered the conversation to that direction. And we covered the dancing Israelis. We covered Larry Silverstein.
We could have covered a lot more if we had more time.
We covered Benjamin Netanyahu and Ariel Sharon and the Mossad and so forth. Now, when Alex Jones came on...
We didn't even talk about Flight 93, and we talked about that too.
Right. Now, when Alex Jones came on, he was talking about Operations Northwoods. Operations Northwood, okay?
Operation Northwood?
Northwood. Stuff that happened in the 1960s.
Well, he was talking about Ground Zero, how the police and the firemen there were agreeing that it was an inside job. Well, folks, we were saying the same thing last year.
Yeah.
So what is this new news?
Yeah, but what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make is he's talking about Operation Northwoods, and he's talking about the police state, and he's talking about things from 1940.
Yeah,
and he's going off in a million directions like he always does.
But he had nothing to say about what we said about Israel's role in 9/11.
He never, ever says anything except for every once in a while people will send us something, and every 3 months Alex will mention something about Israel, and he'll talk about it for like 5 seconds. Then all his brain-dead groupies will say, oh, see, Alex talked about Israel. Then 3 more months will go by, and he won't ever say another word about Israel again. And he does it every single show, every interview. He's going off in a million different directions.
Now think about it for a second. 8 million listeners, like 550 stations, okay? And here are all these people listening. They're listening to what we had to say. They're listening to the shills that were on before us, what they had to say. And then Alex Jones comes on and doesn't hammer in any points at all about Israel.
Yeah,
and
he
agree, disagree. He just ignores it.
Yeah, and you know Alex was listening to our section
of
it. I mean, absolutely, he was listening. So when we bring up the Israeli angle, saying this is who did it, these Israeli firsters in our government, these neocons, and the Nation of Israel, the Mossad, the IDF.
So ask yourself, why is Alex Jones strategically avoiding the whole topic?
I called Alex Jones when 9/11 Evil came out and said, Alex, we'd love to send you a copy of this. We'd love to help you get the word out about this. People say, oh, well, you just want to sell books. No, we're selling a book for $6.99.
Oh, and by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. I'll let you finish your thought in a second. There were a lot of people like at Ground Zero at the events tabling, you know, books. They were selling books there on 9/11. We
not
were the
at
only
Ground
one,
Zero.
Well,
the
in
event,
New York, at the New York
before.
Events. And we were the only ones that didn't have a book there for sale.
Yeah. In fact,
so who's
some,
making the money off of
in
it?
In fact, somebody emailed us that's involved with 9/11 Truth and said, you know what, you were the only guys up there not selling books the night before.
Uh-huh.
So everybody else was up there selling their books, selling their videos. We said, we don't want to go up there to make a buck off of 9/11
right.
at Ground Zero. We were the only ones not selling our book there.
That's right.
We're selling it for $6.99. Dave Von Kleist, or somebody at the 9/11 or at the AFP conference said, what are you selling that book for? We told them, they said, you're giving the book away for free. So, and it's the same with 9/11 on trial. They're saying, why are you selling the book so cheap? Because we want to get it out there. It's not because we want to get rich off of this information. Now, when we say we want these individuals to help us get the word out, it's for one reason, to get the culprits, to shine the light on them, to arrest them, to convict them. Yet all of these people are ignoring
it. This is just like the controlled demolition information. We pushed it and pushed it because the information needs to get out. The public has a right and a need to know. And once again, we're seeing the exact same modus operandi, the deafening silence, ignoring important information. Believe me, if we hadn't done what we did about this controlled demolition issue, they wouldn't be talking about it and bannering it and screaming it from the rooftops today.
And think if these people would start doing the same thing with Israel that we did with the controlled demolition. We hammered it month after month after month.
So ask yourself, why do they have to be pushed in this way to talk about these things?
Don't you think truth seekers
would be interested in the truth?
Would want the truth. You know what we have here with all of the names we mentioned earlier? We have containment conspiracy theorists. We have controlled opposition conspiracy theorists. We have minor league conspiracy theorists.
And we have total posers.
And we have conspiracy light conspiracy theorists. That's what we have. All of these big names that are your supposed leaders, your truth seekers. It's conspiracy light. It's minor league conspiracy. And damn it, we're coming out now and saying it. We wanted to see what happened at Ground Zero. We wanted to see what happened for the 5th anniversary. If these people would take the initiative on their own to speak about the culprits, not just the peripheral issues. And you know how many of them did? None. Nobody up there at Ground Zero was talking about it. Now, let's broach another subject. Over the last few months, the Washington Post, Time Magazine, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, USA Today, the New York Times,
C-SPAN
have all been running articles or shows on 9/11 and various elements, okay? What these major media outlets do is they define reality for mainstream America. That means someone sitting out there in Topeka, Kansas, someone sitting up there in Maine, or someone sitting down there in Tampa, Florida, that never heard about any of this. They tune into their to CNN or C-SPAN or pick up Time Magazine, and hey, look, there's an article about 9/11.
Right, and based on the slant of the story or the spin with which they tell the story, they can shape the public perception and define their reality.
Yeah. So a lot of these segments are actually putting out some legitimate information about 9/11. They're legitimizing and giving credibility to 9/11 truth. Or are they? Are they? On the surface, it seems like, wow, look, Time Magazine's talking about controlled demolition. Or look, C-SPAN has this big conference out in L.A., and they're talking about Operation Northwoods, okay? But what it really is part of an agenda, because none of these outlets are putting this information out unless they want to. And if you notice, none of them are mentioning the culprits, the real people that did it.
So none of them are broaching the topic of Israeli involvement.
Yeah.
Not one of them.
So.
And that's by design.
So what they're doing, ever so subtly now, is shifting the responsibility to George Bush.
Right.
The Bush-Cheney cabal, or the Republicans did it. Mm-hmm. This administration. And what they're doing, since we already know about the controlled demolition, since we already know about Flight 93, and about the Pentagon, blah, 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 they're shifting responsibility. There's only one thing left. Who? Who did it? That's the only thing now that's not out on a wide scale. So the responsibility is being shifted away from Israel and the Mossad and the Israel First neocons. None of that's ever mentioned on these venues.
That's right. Not only in the mainstream, in almost all of the alternative media as well.
So
almost all of it.
Right. So when they say Bush Cheney did it, okay, what they want you to do, not only in the mainstream, but in the alternative media, is they want you to hate America, hate this government.
Well, but that's a limited hangout.
Right. But see, that our government itself, in theory, isn't bad. In theory, our government is great. What's happened is it's been hijacked. It's been usurped. It's been taken over by this small cabal of neocons and the nation of Israel that we give $10 billion a year to. And yet, we won't point the finger at them. Well, we will.
Right.
But none of the minor league conspiracy theorists will.
How much truth can you possibly be getting from these people if they won't touch this critical issue of who did it?
Right.
Who was involved?
We were talking to Vinny Sammartino the other day. He was up at Ground Zero. And he said, you know what? Think about something with Alex Jones. He never, ever, ever talks about Flight 93. He doesn't talk about the 10-foot crater.
That's very curious. You would think that with all of his resources and how he likes to make videos, that he would have made something about Flight 93. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even talk about it at all.
He doesn't talk about the possible photographic fakery of Val McClatchy.
Nope.
He doesn't talk about any of these anomalies that we point out in Phantom Flight 93. Alex Jones, he was even asked point blank at his L.A. conference about the Pentagon. He says, I don't talk about the Pentagon. But he'll talk about The Illuminati.
I think what he was saying was, I don't talk about things that are open for debate.
Yeah.
Debate?
Yeah. Yeah. Open for debate. But he'll talk about Operation Northwoods that happened 40 years ago. Or he'll talk about the 1930s and all of these...
Or he'll talk about Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove. He'll talk about that. And the shadowy New World Order.
Yeah.
Well, how are we supposed to arrest the New World Order? Someone point out to me where the New World Order lives so we can go arrest them at their door. Tell us how we can convict the globalists.
Or maybe we should just follow Alex Jones and he can bullhorn the New World Order wherever they live.
Yeah. Now, we're gonna talk about this maybe tomorrow. But since you mentioned that, someone sent me an email and said that last week Alex was on his show and he said that God directed him to bullhorn the Bilderbergs.
God did, right.
Yeah.
He's back to the whole divinity thing.
Now, I'm gonna talk about this tomorrow. But I just want to mention it briefly now. Do you know when you look at people like Jim and Tammy Faye Baker?
Uh-huh.
Or you look at the Jonestown cult. Or you look at Tex Mars's video with all these people falling on the floor.
The fake televangelists.
Yeah. And you think, how can these people be so out of their minds? How can they be so nuts? Well, it's because these people are so far inside these little mind control cults that they don't realize how preposterous it is.
Well, and the fake televangelist posers and people of their ilk, they're all spellbinders.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They create this image of themselves, and they're pretty successful. If you look at Tex Mars' video on that subject, there were full houses.
They get tons of money.
Packed with people just falling all over themselves over these televangelists, these posers.
Yeah.
Now, is Alex Jones picked up on that, the success that they've achieved? Is this the angle he's going for?
Well,
God told him, huh?
Yeah, we
Don't
have...
Don't we make fun of Bush for that stuff?
Yeah, we have, and many others have compared Alex Jones to one of these huckster televangelists.
And you know what, Victor? Somebody even told me that he preaches the fearful truth. Just
yeah.
like a televangelist.
Yeah, exactly.
The
so
fearful truth.
All these people in the cults. You remember the one about Hale Bopp Comet was going to come and they were all going to jump on the comet and leave the planet
right,
Earth,
right.
and they all committed suicide? Well, they were so mind controlled, like Charles Manson when he was talking about Helter Skelter, this big race war. All of the people at the Spahn Ranch were so mind controlled that they didn't realize how insane this stuff was. Now, these people listening to Alex Jones, and he says God told him to bullhorn the Bilderbergs. Now, I don't make a habit of speaking for God, okay? I don't put myself in those shoes. But I'm going to tell everybody right now, God didn't tell Alex Jones to bullhorn the Bilderbergs. I guarantee you 100% God didn't send a directive to Alex Jones to bullhorn the Bilderbergs. And if anybody out there believes this stuff, they're insane. They are mind-controlled insane. And they are so out of their minds that they don't even realize the ruse being perpetrated on them. God isn't telling Alex Jones to bullhorn anybody. And you're insane if you think he is. Insane.
I think Vinny Sammartino was telling me that he was talking to some Alex Jones followers at Ground Zero, and he was asking them why Alex isn't talking about this or that, and they were nodding in agreement with him, but he said their eyes were kind of glazed over, like they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
They just nodded that, yeah, he should be talking about this stuff, but he's not.
Yeah.
But yet they don't challenge their leader why he isn't.
Yeah. It's been 5 years now, and they're still not talking about who did 9/11.
Victor, do you think maybe God is telling Alex not to tell the truth?
I think what it is God is telling Alex not to mention Israel.
Oh.
You know, God's directing him to create this big cover-up. See, God's telling Alex Jones that we're supposed to pretend to expose 9/11, but not really expose
it. Yeah, so in other words, if we're to believe that God actually tells Alex what he should do and what he should talk about, then with the flip side, is he also telling him what not to talk about, what not to do?
Yeah, so God's telling Alex Jones to run a protection racket
uh-huh.
for the real culprits.
Right, for the criminals,
yeah,
for the murderers.
Now, we're going to talk about this more tomorrow because I really want to touch upon it in length. But we have another segment, Lisa, of the 9/11 truthers that by blaming Bush Cheney, it never goes any higher than that.
Or any wider.
What they want is to have the Democrats elected in 2008.
We've got some prominent people in this truth community that are pushing that agenda.
Yeah, and one of them is Jim Fetzer. We're going to email him. I just talked to Jim a couple days ago. I sent Jim a copy of 9/11 Evil. I said, Jim, I'd love to come on your show sometime and talk about it. We're going to invite Jim on this show and ask him why he's not discussing Israel's role and why they're pushing a Democrat agenda.
How they can be so behind the eight ball to think it's a Republican-Democrat thing, this whole false right-left paradigm thing. I thought we'd sort of gotten beyond that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they understand that it's bigger than Bush Cheney versus the Dems?
Well, that's conspiracy 101.
Yeah.
I mean, the first step you take is that you realize that this two-party bogus system, the left-right paradigm, is all fake. It's phony. That's step number one.
And these people are supposed to be critical thinkers. They're supposed to be very aware and enlightened about politics and about this whole underbelly that the mainstream public doesn't get to see or know about. And yet, they're still talking about Bush Cheney and pushing this Dem crap, this liberal crap, this progressive crap in our faces.
Yeah, left wing. And when they say, well, we need the Republicans out and the Democrats in 2008, what they're saying is, i.e., Hillary. Now,
Hillary, that's not a viable alternative.
Hillary is as much a warmonger, at least she's pretending to be as much a warmonger as George Bush is, just like John Kerry was in the 2004 election. These are all people in the club. As Visigoth says, they all know the handshake. Do you get it? Anybody that's pushing the Democrats should be screamed at until their brains burst out of their ears because they don't have enough sense to even be kicked in the ass.
It's kind of hard to imagine they're doing that and they don't know any better.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's hard to imagine that they don't know any better after all this time. After we've had conversations with these people, and they're mingling with the same people who do tell about the bigger conspiracy picture as opposed to this false right-left paradigm bullshit.
Yeah. I would say right now over 90%, easily 90% of supposed 9/11 truthers and the alternative media are playing exactly into the Zionist Rothschild agenda.
You know what it is? They're following the script.
Yeah.
And that's why they want to keep being able to get on mainstream media. You know, we're all being lumped in together. The people who aren't telling the truth, the people who are muddying the water, the people who are diverting attention away, the people who are clouding up the issue. See, they don't have to prove or be clear about their points. They just have to muddy the water and make us all look like whack jobs.
Yeah. You know how the mainstream media has a script? 90%+ of these people in the alternative media have the same exact script.
Absolutely.
Well, what they're going to do is they'll talk about a little bit different things, and people say, wow, they're giving us good information. No. They're giving you contained, controlled information.
Right. It's like when we started talking about the controlled demolition, and people said the same thing to us. Oh, well, they're not talking about the controlled demolition, but they are giving us good information about other things. But they would omit the controlled demolition information.
Now they're omitting
Israel.
Yeah. Who did it? Who was ultimately responsible? Israel firsters in our government and the nation of Israel. How long are we going to play along with this little mamby-pamby ring around the rosy game?
Worse than that, how are we going to counter the impending spin of the controlled demolition by the media and the government if they're going to start pushing that Arabs put explosives in the towers to make them collapse, okay? How are we going to counter that if our prominent spokespersons in this patriot movement and so-called 9/11 truth movement refuse to touch it and pose the counter-argument?
Yeah, and if you keep accepting them by not pushing them to talk about the true culprits,
play it into their script.
Yeah, then what you've become is no different than the sheep that's sitting in front of Fox News or CNN or reading the New York Times religiously and accepting it. You've become a sheep in a different pen that's still being read a script to.
Right. In other words, there's approved truth and there's unapproved truth. Now, is the person that you look up to and admire in this movement, is this person speaking only approved truth and asking only approved questions of the right people? Or are they laying it all out there? I mean, either we want the truth out or we don't.
Right. Henry Makow wrote an article, and others have mentioned this, that they say, well, why is Loose Change getting all this big mainstream media coverage? And it's good that they are. They're bringing some 9/11 information out there. But Makow pointed out that never once do the Loose Changers talk about Israel's role. They're well aware of it because we've heard interviews with them, the one that Eric Hufschmidt did. We're no fan of Hufschmidt.
Where they said there wasn't a lot of information about it.
Yeah.
There's plenty of information about it. Are they educating themselves?
Now, I'm going to let you in on something. I emailed Dylan Avery right after 9/11 Evil came out. I said, I'd love for you to have this book. I'll send you a free copy. Maybe you could get this information out there. I don't care if he credits me, doesn't credit me, whatever. Haven't heard a word back from him. Not a single word back from him.
Huh?
And you have to ask yourself, why? Why?
Why aren't they talking about it? What are they talking about instead? Same old stuff.
Yeah.
Same old stuff. Somebody emailed us today. What are they trying to show with this TV fakery stuff? They're not trying to show you anything. What they seem to be doing is confusing people more than anything else. And I guess, in and of itself, that's a means to an end.
Yeah. And I mean, with loose change, we know the mechanics, the minutiae, we know the whole timeline, all of that stuff. But
when do we get beyond that?
Yeah, when do we get to a point where we say, all right, we know all of this other stuff that's been put out for 5 years. When are we going to put the finger on who did it?
So why else?
When?
Why else aren't they talking about it? Well, I think a lot of them are afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
They don't want negative feedback. They don't want criticism. They don't want ridicule. It takes more guts to stand up and talk about this. I mean, now you're getting to the heart of the matter. It's one thing to talk about the peripherals.
Yeah.
And to talk about the science of controlled demolition. That's not stepping on anybody's sore toes. But when you start talking about the who, you start stepping on people's sore toes.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Or they've been put in place.
And you know
like
what? It
Mike
takes a
Rupert.
Lot more courage than bullhorning.
Yeah, like Mike Rupert, like 911truth.org and all of these others that have been put in place even before 9/11 happened to steer people away from the crux issues. If everybody keeps saying, well, it's an inside job, the government did it, and it's not... What
it's
it really
limited
is,
hangout.
Yeah, it's a limited hangout because it's an inside job and an outside job. Zionists inside, Israel outside. And if all the blame is pushed on Bush, what happens is he's like an actor. You know when an actor like Silence of the Lambs, Anthony Hopkins, he takes the role and he knows by the end of it he's going to be the heel. Or if an actor takes a job that knows he's going to take the fall at the end. He's like, well, I don't care because it's just, I'm just an actor.
Or the soap opera where they know they're going to be killed off by the end of the season.
Yeah, so they're actors. They know that they're just going to be playing a role. Well, what if George Bush knows that part of the role he takes as the actor president is to take the fall? And they just replace him then with one of their other actors. What good has this done us? Bush-Cheney. That's not good enough. We need the real culprits behind it. Plus, one last thing before we close out today. We've talked about how much the media, the mainstream media, has been allowing this 9/11 truth information to seep out there deliberately, okay? And we know they're only doing it because they want to. Why are they doing it? Well, if they deliberately let the truth out and there's little reaction from the public and no outrage. Think about that, Lisa.
Well, and think about this, too. When we were on Coast to Coast and we said the things we did, the alternative media and the 9/11 truth community went completely mute.
Yeah.
Now, 8 million, was it 8 million listeners?
Like 500
George
stations.
Norrie gets, okay? All these people got to hear this. So even if these cowards in our truth movement refuse to talk about it and ignore it and won't go there, we did, and a mainstream audience got to hear us, and you would think they'd be happy, oh, at least somebody said it out in the mainstream. Not a peep.
You know, they'll when a story comes out like Barbara Olson arrested, all of these imbeciles spread it everywhere on the internet.
That's went on mainstream programming and brought up the Barbara Olson arrest story, which is a hoax.
Yeah, but the point is, all these imbeciles spread it everywhere on the internet. Every hour you'd get like 12 emails, Barbara Olson arrested. It's a Tom Flacco fake story. But when Israel gets nabbed, when they get fingered, and the shining light of exposure is pointed at them, nobody says anything in the alternative media. They always, all these big sites and these big announcers always bitch about the mainstream media suppressing information.
Right.
These people suppress more information than the mainstream does.
So how very different could they be?
Exactly.
From the mainstream.
And when the mainstream sites let this information out, and there's no outrage. There's nobody in the streets with shovels and torches screaming that 9/11 wasn't done by 19 Arabs. You know what it does? It kills our spirit even more because we know there's so much deceit and nobody's doing anything about it that it gives a feeling of helplessness.
How is the truth ever going to get out there if nobody will tell it? How is the truth ever going to get out there if it isn't given the liberty of appearing? And it has to be more than just Victor and I and the American free press talking about it.
And there's
You know, I mean, it's got to be more than just a small cluster of people talking about it. Where is the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement?
Yeah, and we're going to contact right now to close the show up. We're going to contact the scholars for 9/11 truth. We're going to contact Dylan Avery. We're going to contact 911truth.org. We're going to contact Alex Jones. We're going to contact Mike Rivero. We're going to contact RBN. We're going to contact GCN. And we're going to ask them why they're running a protection racket for Israel. Now, Mike Rivero isn't, but he's not allowing this information to be taken even a step beyond what he's done it. But all the others, we're going to contact them, we're going to invite them on the show, and we're going to ask them why they're not talking about this. Now, I assume most of them won't even respond to our emails, but we're going to keep naming the names. Just like we did in 9/11 Evil, we named the names and pointed the fingers.
And we're going to keep track of who responds, what they say, and who agrees to come on the show, if anyone does, and who doesn't.
Think about this. This was, in our opinion, a very important show. We waited until after 9/11 because we wanted to see what would happen for the 5th anniversary if these people would step up to the plate and actually, after 5 years, start pointing their finger at the guilty parties. And they didn't. They're still talking about Operation Northwoods.
Uh-huh.
Operation Northwoods. I'm so sick and tired of Operation Northwoods.
They're still talking about war games and terror drills. They're still talking about Pakistani generals. They're still talking about Bush-Cheney. They're talking about the minutiae of the controlled demolition. They're talking about what did or didn't hit the Pentagon. They just keep talking and talking and talking. And, you know, the more they talk, the less they say. We've heard it all before, and they're not talking about what needs to be talked about. Why not?
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.